Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The old Hollywood advice was never to work with an animal or a child. Anything you do will be upstaged, so knowing that, I'll be short. The title, "To Us a Child is Born," is from the prophet Isaiah. Peter will read the fuller passage shortly. "To us a son is given" is the parallel phrase of the Hebrew poetry. And you might have Handel running through your head. "To us a son is given." I'm not a great singer, but it sent me into thinking about that parent and child binding. It doesn't matter what happens to either side of parent or child, neither can erase that relationship. It is. We can perform the duties and experience the highs and lows of it, or we can shirk all of them. Neither course changes the fact of being a parent or a child, a father or a son. That central mystery of Christmas is that God has given us a son who is also his son. The Son of God, in his earthly life, preferred the label Son of Man. Heaven and earth found in one Christ. In the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. That's the inheritance of heaven. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And it's something that he has given to us freely. Joined with Christ, we are children of God and heirs of eternity. Evermore and evermore, as one of the earliest Christmas hymns that we'll sing would put it. This king is also, though, our child. As sure as that kingdom is, we can perform the duties and experience the highs and lows of it, or we can shirk them. They don't change the kingdom, but they might change our perception of it. Christ would invite us to see him, to see our son, in the least of these: the hungry, the sick, the imprisoned. Christ would, from the cross, invite the Apostle John to care for his mother. That was John's way. He was always the poet of recording what he would tell Peter to feed his lambs. When we look at the gathered lambs, when we look at Mother Church, we see the body of Christ. We see the child given to us. Kingdom is secure. The Bible will occasionally say God could make heirs for Abraham out of the stones. The gates of hell won't prevail against the kingdom, but the invitation is for you to be among those heirs, to perform the duties and experience the highs and lows of who you are, to walk in the way that God has planned out for you from the moment you were born. Early in the week, I posted to Facebook a photo of some of these kids from 6 years ago. It's probably the last Christmas pageant for some of them. Some of them have a year or two left, maybe. We together have fulfilled some of those duties. We get to experience once more one of the highs. But I'd invite you to pay close attention, to hear, to perceive Christ as our physical children renew for us the story of their big brother, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother, Mary, had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came along, she was found to be with a child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that is which conceived in her from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive a son and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
In the same region there are shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
When the angels went away from them in the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
A son is given.
Thanks be to God.
This Christmas we receive the blessed gift of heaven.
Thanks be to God.